Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nobin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu hold talks in Abuja. Commissioner and Secretary Kevilin Angami lauds NBSC for shaping young minds and fostering growth. Union Minister Giriraj Singh Kishore says central government introduces Vision Next program to provide impetus to textiles industry. And the nation remembers Lala Lajpat Rai on his 96th death anniversary. Governor Lal Ganesan says his martyrdom reminds us of the cost of freedom. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu held talks at the presidential villa in Abuja today. Both leaders reviewed strategic partnership between the two countries and discussed further avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship. Sharing his remarks during delegation-level talks with President Tinubu, Prime Minister Modi said India accords high priority to its strategic partnership with Nigeria. He cited defense, energy, technology, health, education, and culture as areas of cooperation between India and Nigeria. Prime Minister said both nations have been working together to deal with challenges like terrorism and piracy. Prime Minister Modi reached Abuja last night on a two-day visit to Nigeria. He was presented with the key to the city of Abuja. The key symbolizes the trust and honor bestowed on Prime Minister by the people of Nigeria. Prime Minister Modi will travel to the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro later in the evening on a two-day trip to attend the G20 summit hosted by President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. During the event, Prime Minister Modi will present India's positions on various global issues and build on the outcomes of the G20 New Delhi Leaders Declaration, as well as the Voice of the Global South summits hosted by India in recent years. Commissioner and Secretary for School Education and SCERT Nagaland Kevilin Angami has lauded the Nagaland Board of School Education NBSE for shaping young minds and fostering growth with dedication and commitment. Speaking at the Golden Jubilee celebrations of the NBSE in Kohima yesterday, she said that the occasion was to celebrate the countless lives transformed by the perseverance, hard work, and unwavering passion for education that the NBSE had upheld through the decades. Mrs. Angami said that the NBSE had been relentlessly and consistently serving the people ever since the enactment of the NBSE Act in 1973, and that the pioneers who laid the foundation and ensured the NBSE's continued success should all be honored. She urged the NBSE to let every challenge be an opportunity to learn and grow, and to be resilient and to keep striving for excellence. The Commissioner and Secretary hoped that the NBSE's commitment to education would continue to inspire, motivate, and illuminate the path of young people. Union Minister for Textiles Giriraj Singh Kishore today said that the central government has introduced Vision Next program to provide an impetus to the textiles manufacturing industry. In an interaction with media after the review meet at National Institute of Fashion Technology at Chennai, he said that the value of textile designing industry in India has grown to $176 billion. The union minister said that in 2030, the industry will reach $350 billion. The nation is remembering Lala Lajpat Rai, popularly known as Punjab Kesari, on his 96th death anniversary. Today, Lala Lajpat Rai died of severe head injuries he sustained when battened by the British police while leading a peaceful protest march against the Simon Commission. He was one of the three members of the Lal Bal Pal trio, a trinity of nationalist leaders during the Indian freedom struggle. These leaders were Lala Lajpat Rai, Bal Gangadhar Tilak and Bipin Chandra Pal. A tribute-paying ceremony was held at his native village, Dutike, in Moga district of Punjab. Meanwhile, paying tributes to Lala Lajpat Rai, governor of Nagaland, Lal Ganesan, says his martyrdom reminds us of the cost of freedom and the resilience of India's freedom fighters. Lal Ganesan said his leadership, vision and ultimate sacrifice continue to guide our path to justice and equality. On Lala Lajpat Rai's Balidan Divas, the governor has called on the people to pledge to keep his legacy alive. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, News Air Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. The hunger strike by students of Northeastern Hill University, Nehru, the Northeast's oldest central varsity here, entered its 13th day today as the agitating students stood firm on their demand to remove incompetent and illegally appointed officials. The students are demanding the removal of Vice Chancellor Prabha Shankar Shukla and four top officials, including Registrar Colonel Retired Omkar Singh and Deputy Registrar Amit Gupta. Earlier, Meghalaya Governor and Nehru's Chief Rector Chandrasekhar H. Vijayashankar, Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma, and State's Education Minister Rakam A. Sangma appealed to the agitating students to call off their protest. The Nehru students also wrote a letter to President Draupadi Murmu detailing the situation in the varsity and sought the intervention to resolve the ongoing imbroglio. Meanwhile, the influential Northeast Students' Organization, an apex body of eight students' organizations representing seven Northeast states, Khasi Students' Union's Nehru Unit, and the Meghalaya Tribal Teachers Association have also extended their support to the protest. Defense Research and Development Organization, DRDO, conducted a successful flight trial of India's first long-range hypersonic missile from Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Island off the coast of Odisha yesterday. This hypersonic missile is designed to carry various payloads for ranges greater than 1,500 kilometers for the armed forces. In a social media post, Defense Minister Rajnath Singh described the flight trial as a historic achievement which has put India and a group of select nations having capabilities of such critical and advanced military technologies. He congratulated DRDO, the armed forces, and the industry for the successful flight trial. A meeting of the Parliamentary Standing Committee on Defence was held in Chennai today to review the working of the Indian Coast Guard in ensuring coastal security along India's vast maritime boundaries. The delegation was led by Radha Mohan Singh, who chaired the meeting, held along with senior officials from the Ministry of Defence and ICG. Director General of the Indian Coast Guard, S. Paramesh, provided a comprehensive overview of the operational capabilities, strategic initiatives, and preparedness to address the nation's coastal security challenges. The Director General also briefed the committee on the various facets of Coast Guard operations, including its extensive surveillance systems, advanced vessel fleet, and specialized response units, and also its role in preventing maritime security threats, such as illegal fishing, smuggling, and human trafficking. With only 2 days left, hectic campaigning is underway for the assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand. Maharashtra will go to the polls in a single phase on 20th of November with 4,136 candidates contending for 288 seats in the state's legislative assembly. In Jharkhand, campaigning for the second phase of assembly elections will come to an end tomorrow evening. Leaders of various political parties are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. Addressing an election meeting at Gomia in Bokaro district, BJP President JP Nadda accused Hemant Soren for rampant corruption and misrule in Jharkhand. On the other hand, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren alleged BJP for targeting him. Addressing an election meeting at Dumka, Mr. Soren said BJP is deviating people from the main issue. Several BJP leaders, including Hemanta Biswa Sarma and Champai Soren, are also addressing rallies in support of the NDA candidates. Leaders from Congress, RJT, AJSU party and left-wing parties are holding rallies and roadshows in various parts of Jharkhand. The second and final phase of voting will take place on 20th of November. Counting of votes will take place on 23rd of this month. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu hold talks in Abuja. Commissioner and Secretary Kevilino Angami lauds NBSC for shaping young minds and fostering growth. Union Minister Giriraj Singh Kishore says central government introduces Vision Next program to provide impetus to textile industry. And nation remembers Lala Lajpat Rai on his 96th death anniversary. Governor Lal Ganesan says his martyrdom reminds us of the cost of freedom. And that's all the news we have for you this evening. Good night.